Welcome to this programme in our podcast of highlights from recent discussions in NCSL in Dialogue, Talk to Learn's online community for national education debate, accessed by more than 16,000 school leaders every month. All comments in this programme are represented by the voices of actors.
The government has set out a distinct environmental agenda for education, but how easy is it for schools in practice to honour their green commitments? In a Talk to Learn debate, part of the interactive forum for NCSL's LDR magazine, Jonathan Porritt, chairman of the UK Sustainable Development Commission, said education for sustainable development could not simply be delegated to hard-pressed staff.
It has to be a shared, embedded set of commitments. Indeed, it needs to be mainstreamed across the totality of what's going on in every school and its surrounding community.
Stan Terry, a consultant with a special interest in environmental sustainability, said it was important not to regard the Green Agenda as just yet another initiative.
Sustainability shouldn't be a bolt-on process. Start from a serious piece of thinking and then restructure the school with sustainability as a focus. It makes sense on so many fronts. Sustainable approaches to procurement can assist the creation of a market for such goods, and schools can contribute to increasing the market for such goods.
Developing an environmental management system should save the school money, he added.
Best of all, by exemplifying sustainability, the message gets delivered into the community.
Margaret Richards, a school business manager in a small rural primary in Essex, agreed, but said that in reality, with staff and time in short supply, it was difficult to contemplate yet more culture change.
Although Jonathan Porritt rightly says the responsibility shouldn't be dumped on one member of staff, it has to start somewhere with someone. And when you're already working to capacity, it can be difficult to add another stress, no matter how worthwhile.
Contributors also had plenty of practical suggestions to offer, such as this from Zoe Mitchell, a Year 5-6 leader in Manchester.
We asked the site manager to only put lights on in the corridors in the morning and to leave classroom lights for teachers. When teachers arrive, they open blinds first, only turning on the lights when really necessary. The school bursar is really on board, as less electricity means saving some money.
Stephen Keeble, assistant head teacher at Stradbrook Business and Enterprise College in Suffolk, said student voice could be used to lead on initiatives.
Giving students ownership of any project or cross-curricular focus has an impact on their learning and teaching and ultimately their views on citizenship and their role within a sustainable community.
And that completes this programme. Thanks for listening. And don't forget, you can subscribe to receive future programmes in this series of Talk to Learn highlights at www.ncsl.org.uk/online communities.
Talk to Learn has over 100,000 members. If you'd like to join, visit www.ncsl.org.uk/online communities.